Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're back. It is Marks and Reese. Marks is back. Joe Giglio in the Ike Reese chair today. This won't be all Eagles. We are going to have Shiel coming up at 3 o'clock. Shiel Kapadia of The Athletic. But then we'll move into maybe some Bron and 76er talk as the Lakers are in town tonight. And Bron's questionable.
Left knee soreness.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I saw the line jump from 2 to 4.5 like
that's
that.
That's it.
Yeah, so I would.
I actually was looking forward. I mean, LeBron and Embiid, we'll talk about later, they've been playing both incredible basketball. Obviously, we know about Embiid, but LeBron's like last 12 or so games. He's averaging like 35 a game, too.
Yep. He pretty much has to put the whole team on his back. So we'll get into that. But yeah, so Bron, if you got tickets for tonight and you're heading down, it's part of the problem with the NBA is that, you know, through 82 games, these guys will sit out if they feel any soreness, or really they look at a road trip and they say, it's a good spot for us to sit them.
Yeah.
So, well, was that tonight or was the knee just sore?
They just had their first game together because they had been banged up all year, the Lakers, yeah. And they've stunk. But the other night was their first game together. I'm sure Jack bet on it. Did you have a parlay with the Lakers?
No, but okay. I caught the end of it, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if maybe he's taking the game off because he needs to check out Malvern and wants to see if the school's ready for Bronny Jr. next year.
Yeah, Jackie's doing that now.
So you think he's doing that now and then heading down to the Wells Fargo Center?
Well, a couple years ago when he was here, he checked out the schools. Now he's just following up to see what's going on there. Yeah.
There was an old school evening show where we had callers calling in telling us that they saw him at the Wawa in Malvern.
I remember that. I remember that day where we had people that there were a lot of fake or incorrect sightings probably. All right, so they play a back-to-back. They're at Charlotte tomorrow, and then on the 30th, which is what, Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's at Atlanta, and then they're back home. So is this you would think that this would be the game if they're looking to sit him in one of these three. Would this be the game that they want him to play or not want to play?
Yeah, I would think you want him to play. Maybe then not tomorrow, and you have the day off in between the two games. Also could be a rope-a-dope by LeBron. Then he comes out tonight, he drops 30 with a bad knee. Everyone's talking about LeBron James again.
Could be
the Warrior himself. I'm sure. Right. I'm sure Adam Silver's thrilled that there's only two games tonight that LeBron's going to sit.
Yeah, I'd be mad as hell if I was going down that. But I mean, listen, Bede's playing, right? So at least you get something.
Because his over under is up to 33.5 right now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
This whole thing has started like 28.5, and then he just
now it's up 5 points.
I mean, he started scoring 35 a night. It's like
he's been on the stretch. It's been amazing.
Crazy.
It's been amazing. All right, Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Support the home team at Shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for the best selection of diamond engagement rings in the area. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Oh, God. Whatever. I'm not even giving the Twitter question. I'm so tired of this. 88% of the people wouldn't trade for Russell Wilson.
There's a lot of smart people again out there.
88% of 800 votes. Jack, you said you wanted 47,000.
Yeah, we got a long way to go.
Can we get a WIP retweet here?
It would be so funny, though, like when they react. If they do this trade, like, are you happy they traded for him?
The reaction, 12, yeah, it'll go the opposite way. Yeah, people talk themselves in anything. I'm not trading 3-1s for a guy who lost to Nick Foles at home 2 months ago. I can't do it.
Let's go to John. John in Willow Grove. John, how are you? What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, brother?
I'm just saying, if LeBron doesn't play tonight, it's because he doesn't want to be put on a poster by Joel Embiid.
Oh, that
Ooh,
too.
LeBron scared of Joel tonight. I like that.
How about that, Jack?
Anywho, let me get into the Eagles stuff. I feel like there's kind of a cognitive dissonance with the callers here. So we got a GM who can't draft and a bad defensive coordinator. So let's spend 3 picks on defense instead of getting a quarterback for the future. It just doesn't make sense to me.
John, have the Seahawks won anything since their defense went from great to not great with Russell Wilson?
No, they haven't. But
so you're taking away. So I understand he's not a great drafter, Howie. We all agree on that. But you're taking away his three best chances to get good defensive players. And how will the defense get better?
I mean, we'll have first-round picks in the coming years.
In the future, yes.
I know. And he'll be older. I mean, I get you. But I don't know how this team gets really, really, really good without picks.
Well, the way I see it, like, there's plays to be made. Even if you look at the Bucs game, we got blown out. But there were open guys that Jalen Hurts didn't see, and I don't feel like he will be able to see. Like, there's plays to be made.
Yeah, he had a bad – I mean, he obviously had a bad game. I mean, he had a terrible game in the playoff game, sure.
Yeah, I mean, plus with Buffalo, I mean, John already mentioned this, that they had number one defense, but it doesn't matter because Mahomes was able to just run down the field. I don't know. I just think we need to get a quarterback. This is our best chance to do it. We're not going to be in a position to draft like this again.
So all right, John, appreciate
interesting.
It.
He said it's our best chance to do it. And I agree it's like it's a unique situation, right? Three number one picks. But I think this is going to be the new norm in the NFL. I think Brady changed everything. I think every year quarterbacks
totally agree.
Change teams. So I don't know who the guy's going to be. I can't tell you the name. But a year or two from now, someone's going to ask out. Someone's going to force their way out of a situation. The Eagles, if they need a quarterback 2 years from now, they'll be able to get a quarterback.
There's a better chance you'd be able to get a veteran quarterback then than previously in the NFL,
yeah,
right?
It used to never happen.
It used to never happen. But now, when it is the Brady factor. I mean, Tom Brady wins the Super Bowl after he says, you know what, New England? I'm leaving. I'm going to Tampa. I'm going to bring guys with me. They're going to sign guys. I win a Super Bowl. Russell Wilson sees that. Aaron Rodgers sees that and says, well, what the hell? Russell Wilson, who cares about his legacy, looks at the Seahawks and says, what are we doing here? Mm-hmm. Like, what the hell is going on? By the way, the Seahawks have made terrible decisions. Jamal Adams for two first-round draft picks, a safety who can't even really cover?
Horrendous.
It's like, I mean, but like that's what's put Seattle behind the eight ball. It's not Russell Wilson's play. The organization has done poorly. Their offense is actually pretty good. Russell Wilson shouldn't be complaining about his weapons on offense. He's got some pretty good weapons in Seattle, much better than here.
Well, that's for sure.
Right? So, but
part of that's Howie's fault. DK Metcalf's there, not here.
Oh my God, we're never gonna hear the end of DK Metcalf. But like what you said was that like, well, how is this team gonna get better? Right? Like, and I agree with you, Joe. How is this team going to get better? You're acting like these three first-round draft picks. By the way, outside of the three first-round draft picks, they need to use all their other picks to get better. These three first-round draft picks aren't going to fix the Eagles. Even if you hit on all three, we'll help. Right? But you know you're getting a known quantity in Russell Wilson with those three first-round draft picks. You know what you're getting for three first-round draft picks in this draft? You don't know.
You don't. But I want to extend the window of the Eagles being a good football team. Let me give you one more example before we go back to the phones. When Andy Reid went to the Chiefs, I think anyone, honestly, like you always say, honestly, what do you think of Jalen Hurts? You say that like out loud into people. People probably said the same thing about Alex Smith, but Andy he bided his time, right? He had a playoff team with Alex Smith. They didn't rush the quarterback. They could have upgraded any of those years. They waited, and then one day they were like, this Mahomes guy's unreal. Let's trade two picks to move up in the draft to get him. The Eagles could do the same thing. Jalen Hurts could be the Eagles' Alex Smith. And I liked Alex Smith. I like Jalen Hurts. And like one day you get you build the
team.
Don't
rush into the decision of getting Russell Wilson.
If Russell Wilson was 26, 27, 28, I would be with you. I'd say this guy's the next 10 years. I don't know how much Russell Wilson has left.
He's got 5 years of top 10 quarterback play, is what I would say. I'm not going to go top five.
Not top five.
I'm not going to
go top
three.
He's already out of that. I think he's already out of top five.
I agree. These younger guys have stepped up. Now, you may not be saying that after next year. Year before that, they went 12-4. He threw for 40 touchdowns and 44,000 yards, whatever. Right? Like, so next year, I don't think people are going to be saying Russell Wilson's not a top five quarterback anymore. It's coming off a down season where he got hurt. Let's go to Ethan. Ethan in Doylestown. Ethan, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, this is the Howie Roseman, Ethan. What's up, Ethan?
Yeah.
Howie, do you know that Pete that we thought you sounded like Howie? Were you still listening after that?
Yeah, I was still listening after that.
He called in to us early the next day because we said it was him, and if it was really Ethan, he would call. And then Ethan's dad texted him and said, yo, they're talking about you on the radio, so he called in.
So you're not Howie?
Well, we don't think so.
Yeah, no, I'm not Howie. I mean, maybe one day you can get Howie on the show, and maybe I can call in.
And let me tell you the story about what happened there.
Yeah, I'm sure he's dying to come on right now as we talk about him not being able to draft.
Right, yes, he'd be very willing. All right, well, good to hear from you again, Ethan. What's up?
Yeah. Well, first, I would say no to spending three first-round picks on Russell Wilson.
That's what Howie Roseman would say publicly, so yeah.
I feel like the Eagles have a lot more pressing issues, specifically on the defensive side of the football. But it's not just it goes beyond drafting. It does fall on the coaching staff to really maximize the potential of these guys. I mean, I guess I should ask pose a question is, do you think that Jordan Mailata would have been a starter without Stoutland?
No.
Yeah, Stoutland really gets a lot of credit for developing, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course he does.
Do I think that if he could have been with another team, could an offensive line coach develop them? Sure. I don't think Jeff Stoutland's the only offensive line coach that's worth anything in the league, but Stoutland deserves a lot of credit for where he is right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that as much as Howie's draft picks, especially in the 2019 and 2020 draft in particular, have been not so good, it also falls on the coaching staff to maximize whatever value they can get out of them. So especially, Jalen Reagor, he's had.
Do you believe in Jalen Hurts? Enough of the small talk, Ethan. Yeah. Do you believe in Jalen Hurts?
I do.
You believe he's the quarterback going forward?
Yes.
Okay. All right, see, I feel like most people right now, Ethan, good to talk to you. I think most people right now, and we actually had a follow-up poll to one of the days we were talking about Hurts, and the follow-up poll was, do you believe in Jalen Hurts, or do you just want to give him another year and then build the team and see what he gives you next year?
Right.
And very few people said that they actually believe Jalen Hurts is the guy. So to me, this isn't the, no, we don't need a quarterback because Jalen Hurts is our quarterback. Most of the people, it was like 85% of the people said that, no, we have the draft picks, use it on defense, and we'll worry about the quarterback position later. Jalen Hurts is good for now. So this isn't a rousing audience of people that are like, Jalen Hurts is the guy, Jalen Hurts is the guy. So really what we're talking about is, would you rather build the team first or would you rather go get the quarterback right now? And to me, that's easy because you want the quarterback now. I don't care if he's 34 years old. That's young enough for me. If he was 37, 38, if Aaron Rodgers wanted to come here right now, Joe Giglio, Aaron Rodgers is my quarterback right now. He's not going to want to, but I would take Aaron Rodgers right now.
Yeah, I just think the team has to match up the window of the quarterback, and this team doesn't match up to the window of a veteran quarterback that's in his 30s, that, especially with Russell Wilson, it was just not as good this past year. I know he had a finger injury, but he wasn't as good. I mean, he's not the player he was 2 or 3 or 4 years ago. He's on a decline. Now, he might bounce back. Maybe he has a Kurt Warner thing where he goes to another team, he goes to another Super Bowl, but I don't look at Russell Wilson the way I did 3 or 4 years ago. I think you said it a few minutes ago, more towards top 10 than top 5, and I don't think he's going to trend back up. I think this is what he is now.
They haven't been past the divisional round since they went to the playoffs, since they went to the Super Bowl, since they lost in the Super Bowl.
Right.
I've looked this up before. That's a real thing.
He destroyed Josh McCown in that playoff game.
He would have lost that playoff game if Carson doesn't get the concussion.
I thought the Eagles would win that game,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, hey, take that in there, Giglio.
Yeah. Listen,
Carson would have won a playoff game.
Yeah.
And
well,
I did. And I definitely, like, that's real. I'm not coming and saying that there's not other things, but you put him in a new spot. I mean, Nick Sirianni, the coach, I mean, it's like a modern day Bill Walsh.
I'm an expert at football.
How could you not want?
Eagles have systems in place, guys.
No, but the elite running game that they have. Add that to Russell. See, Jack, that's what people are talking about. Russell Wilson and an elite running attack.
Well, I actually think one thing that would help your case with Russell Wilson is the offensive line being attacked. Like, the offensive line in Seattle has been a disaster for years.
That's not true.
What?
That's not true. The offensive line has not been a disaster.
Well, they have the best offensive line in football here.
The Eagles' offensive line is better, but the idea that Russell Wilson holds the ball a while and he tries to scoot around and make plays, and that's where a lot of those sacks come from.
You know what Russell Wilson does? Now, he's obviously way better than Jalen Hurts. I'm not trying to say he's not. But the reason he runs around and moves is because he can't see over the line like Jalen Hurts.
That's part of it, too.
They have to create windows to throw. And Russell Wilson runs backwards 10 yards, throws the ball because he can't see over the lineman.
He takes a deeper drop because he has to. No, but like, and again, I'm not saying that the Seahawks have a great offensive line, but the next-gen stats on whatever it is are really that, like, a lot of those sacks are on Russell Wilson. So, there you go. But hey, he's not going to have to throw the ball as much, Joe. With this running attack of Jordan Howard and Miles Sanders, I don't know. Lamar, Philly. Lamar, how are you? Lamar!
How are you guys?
What's up, Lamar? What's going on?
Oh, man. Can you give me 1 second, Johnny Mark? I just want to take the navigation off.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Hang on. No problem. We got plenty of time here, Joe.
Would you ask Pop that question?
We'll go back to him in a second. Coming up, Shil Kapadia at 3 o'clock from The Athletic. He's probably going to say, oh, I wouldn't do that trade, blah, blah, blah. Who knows what he said? We'll ask him at 3 o'clock.
I'm very intrigued to hear his thought on this.
We've talked to him about it before, but I don't think that was after the season kind of ended. And even though it was one game, the reaction to Jalen Hurts, which I thought was a little bit like, everything that he did in that Tampa game, we seen him do earlier in the year.
It was an overreaction to a bad playoff.
Yes. Yeah. Like, young quarterbacks are allowed to struggle in the playoffs. That happens to even the best quarterbacks out there.
Yeah, I think that making the playoffs was the worst thing for Jalen Hurts. If they had the same record and they missed the playoffs, more people are excited about him right now.
Yeah.
It's like we watched him fail and we're like, oh, no. Yeah, and then we watched Allen and Mahomes last week and it's like, oh, no.
People are still in on Jalen Hurts, at least for him next year. Lamar, go ahead, man. What's up?
How you guys doing today, man?
Hi, Lamar.
All right. I called Joe a couple nights ago, and I gave Joe my opinion about Hurts. But yeah. I haven't been able to talk to you and Ike since the season ended. You guys got to give this trading the picks thing a break. This sounds ridiculous. We got guys like Alex Singleton at linebacker. At what point do we take a shot at using these picks and other positions while – like Jillio said at night, wow, Jalen's making $600,000.
Mm-hmm.
You give him another year to prove. Now, I'm not saying he's the answer. I'm not saying he isn't.
So if he doesn't prove – so hang on a second. So if he doesn't prove it, then what?
If he doesn't prove it this year, then you've used those three picks this year to hopefully better your defense.
No, so you're going to – so we already have that. So you're going to use the picks and you're going to draft players. But then Jalen Hurts has next year. So we're talking about next year. If he doesn't prove that he's the guy, then what do you do? Do you give him his last year of his contract?
No, you continue to look for a quarterback. In the meantime, you build your team. So once your team is ready, you just insert a quarterback. The Bucs just did it. They added players. They added the linebackers from LSU. They added the cornerback and Murphy Button. And then all they had to do was insert Brady and the 50-year-old Gronk.
Mm-hmm.
And they won the Super Bowl.
It's normally not as easy to find a quarterback like a Tom Brady, a difference-making quarterback, and just add him. Maybe it is. Maybe Joe's right. Maybe in 2 or 3 years you'll have your pick of these great quarterbacks. I just don't see it. And these three first-round draft picks, we were talking so much and so worried about these three first-round draft picks. What are we really talking about here? Look at the players that are drafted in the teens in the NFL. Look at the Eagles' draft history. What would be more valuable for the Eagles? Three first-round, mid-first-round draft picks or having those to use as trade chips? I think trade chips.
Johnny Marks, I ask you this right now. Next year, you're playing this Saints team that's just going to be depleted. Coach going, the team's a mess. Buck team, if Brady leaves, the team's a mess.
More the reason to go for it with Russell Wilson this year. You're not going to win squat with Jalen Hurts as your quarterback, Lamar. I don't know if you think that, or you're just because it seems like you're more or less just saying let's build around, let's build first, worry about the quarterback and give Jalen Hurts a shot. If you honestly just believe give Jalen Hurts a shot, what's the point?
The point is you might have your guy here. I mean, I don't know what the percent chance is. Is it 50-50? Is it 40-60? There's a chance you have your guy already.
No, there isn't.
I think there is. I think Jalen Hurts can have a career as a winning quarterback. Jimmy Garoppolo is 33-15 as a starter. Like we're watching this happen.
Do you want him to be your quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo?
I wouldn't take him over Hurts right now. I don't want to pay Jimmy Garoppolo, but I'd like Jimmy Garoppolo.
You would?
Yeah. I think
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't think you need an elite quarterback to win. I think you just need a good quarterback, and if you have a good team around him, you can win a lot of football games. The Eagles showed this 4 years ago. It was Foles that won the Super Bowl.
Well, after Carson Wentz started off 11-2 or whatever.
Well, of course. But I guess the funniest part for me of this whole conversation is this city's never had an all-time great quarterback. Never.
Right.
Donovan was close, but he wasn't really that.
Hall of Fame type.
Right. Randall had amazing talent, but he never became that consistent performer. Carson Wentz had 13 games, right? Like, we've never had it for an extended period. Like, I just don't think the Eagles need it. For 20 years, this team's been successful without an elite quarterback.
I think that since the year 2000, they have the seventh highest winning percentage in the NFL.
And I would guess they have the worst composite quarterbacks of those groups, right? It's probably Brady, Manning, Rodgers, Favre, right?
Like those Ravens, Steelers.
Ravens are the other are more like the Eagles, right? They've done it without any elite quarterbacks.
Flacco,
Flacco was good.
A couple
Flacco
years
was
there,
elite.
He was close.
He won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he did. I like Joe Flacco. You can win with Joe Flacco.
Do you remember those elite conversations with Joe Flacco, the elite word?
Do you think you're elite? He said yes. Then he won a Super Bowl.
And then we all talked. We don't use elite anymore as much as we did then.
What do we use now? Arm talent?
Top five never has went out of style, Jack. We definitely do top five
that's
quarterback.
True. Top five.
And at 5 o'clock every day.
But we never we don't do much elite to we.
Well, unfortunately, the Mount Rushmore got bullied out. Like people bullied the Mount Rushmore conversation.
It's a shame,
and it really is. It's fun, but yeah, elite does not get used anymore because I think we've evolved past just the knuckle dragging. You win a Super Bowl, you're elite conversation.
But isn't that what top five is anyway? Isn't that what we mean? Just a different way of saying
there's
it.
There's 10 top five quarterbacks in NBA
players. There are 10 top five quarterbacks, but it just means that they're really good and they can win a Super Bowl. Yeah. That's what that means, right? Aaron Rodgers hasn't sipped a Super Bowl in 10 years. It's been 10 years?
Yeah, it was 2010.
Russell Wilson hasn't sniffed the Super Bowl since 2014 or 15, whatever year
14,
it is.
Yeah.
It is. So it's like, that's a long time. And these guys are Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Philip Rivers never sniffed a quarterback in a Super Bowl in his career.
Right. It's a chicken and the egg thing. That's really what this is for the Eagles, chicken or the egg. And I'm not ready to give up on I still think there's a chance Hurts is going to be around for a while and be a winning quarterback. And I'm not giving up on 2 years of really cheap quarterback play that I think could be good. They made the playoffs with him.
All right. Let's go to Rios.
Not with the playoffs.
Go to Rios. Yeah, I mean, but they – If they were 8-9 or they were 9-8 or whatever it was, it was a successful season and it wasn't a dumpster fire. And you were like, all right, these guys can compete, and not against the good teams, but they can beat the bad teams,
sure.
Right? Like I almost wish they couldn't beat the bad teams, because then you'd have a better draft pick and you'd have a clearer understanding of what you have and what you don't. That's the problem with Jalen Hurts, Joe, is that there is something about him. There's no doubt about that. He has too many intangibles. It's like Jimmy Garoppolo's king. He's the king of intangibles. Same thing with Jalen Hurts. I'm doing the national overnight show, and I'm getting these mad 49er fans calling in and telling me about every intangible this guy has. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like tripping. This is the WIP show, except it's Garoppolo and not Hurts.
You can't escape this.
I can't. And I'm saying I'd never want him to be my quarterback. I'm like, I would never want Jimmy Garoppolo to be my quarterback. Do you know who agrees with me? The freaking 49ers. They drafted him third overall and gave up big assets to do it. They don't want him.
And then he's going to take him to another Super Bowl
and
on
now,
Sunday.
Now they're not going to be able to get away from him.
It's amazing.
He's already, I mean, in my opinion, he's already to a point where they have to bring him back because Trey Lance isn't ready.
It's in a way, now a little bit different because the situations aren't perfect, but it's like when Foles took the Eagles on the second run. I remember we were having those discussions, like, if they go back to another Super Bowl, how is Carson Wentz the quarterback here again?
And it was real.
And they lost just before I think they had to make that a reality. And
if
then they
he
were
goes
like,
to the
right.
NFC Championship game, at least it becomes a more intense conversation.
Of course it does. It had to be.
Man. Rios, North Philly. Rios, what's up? How are you?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Yo, what's up?
Let me tell you something, man. Hell no, not getting rid of the three first picks for no Russell Wilson. And I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Number one, when I look at, other than the Eagles Super Bowl, when I go back as much as I know, and the Super Bowls that I watched since I was a kid, with all these quarterbacks, whoever it was, that it won because of big defense. Now, last year, Tampa Bay beat the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes is that guy. But look what happens. Look at all them other times, them other quarterbacks who wasn't elite. And we talk about elite. I think, and this is what I'm saying. I'm not telling you here, like, Jalen Hurts is the guy and trying to be all hardcore and want to be hugging up on Jalen Hurts and everything. Nah, I'm not saying all that. What I'm saying is this. I'm not ready to give up on him right now when I'm like, yo, he's still in place to get better. Number two, so his biggest thing is don't do the dumb stuff. Don't turn over the ball. Now he has.
You know what his thing needs to be? I can throw the ball and make throws. What are we talking about here? I don't want a game manager. And if he's a game manager, Rios, I'm out. I don't need that. Only case that can be made for me is that there's nobody else that's worth it out there, and you can't get Russell Wilson, so bring him back and build the team. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I feel you, Johnny. I feel you, but check this out.
Yeah.
We built that team. We built that team where we have a defense, we got a good offense and whatever. We built that team. Now we're attractive. Now we're attractive. What I don't want to do is have a player control my organizations like what's going on with the Sixers right now and all this stuff. I don't want that. I want somebody who's going to be here, like Antetokounmpo. He said, I'm staying there. I'm not jumping from team to team and being no sucker. I like somebody who's like that here and make our team look attractive, man.
All right, Rios, we got to run. Shil Kapadia of The Athletic is coming up next. Yes, he wants a nice guy.
He doesn't want a sucker. That's the problem.
Oh. Bringing Russell Wilson in here comes with bringing Russell Wilson in here. Celebrity wife.
Yes.
He's going to want a lot of influence.
Mr. Unlimited
on.
Videos. Limited. Are you guys ready for Mr. Unlimited? He throws 3 picks. They lose in week one. I'm watching Mr. Unlimited Instagram videos the next day. I'm out.
I don't have to watch those. I just won't watch it.
Jack will play them.
I'll just ignore it. What you're saying is true. What you're saying is true. After a while, might get a little nauseating. James Harden would be a lot of fun in the first week. By the end of the second year, we're gonna be trying to chase him out of town.
I would say this, and I agree with you. You said it a few minutes ago. A lot of the people that are voting no today would be the first one saying they're excited if Russell Wilson got here. I have a prediction. They trade for Russell Wilson. You're one of the first ones 6 weeks in next year. This guy is driving me crazy. I can hear it already as I drive in.
Well, 215-592-9494. You may be right, Joe. You may be right. Shil Kapadia. Would he do the trade? Russell Wilson, he covered the Seahawks for a little while. Does he think he's declining? Was it just a down year? We'll get into that next on the Marks and Reese Show. Joe Giglio in for Ike Reese. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP. Let's talk about betting for a second with BetMGM, because you can bet on more than just a final score with One Game Parlay at BetMGM. One Game Parlay is designed to let you make selections within a single game from over 400 bet types. Log into your BetMGM account. Create a one-game parlay today if you're new to BetMGM. Excellent. Sign up and make your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Use the bonus code MARKS, M-A-R-K-S. Plus, you'll earn M Life rewards that you can redeem for room nights and dining at any MGM resort nationwide. Try one-game parlay today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.